Hi, it's Dave. So some people call Tesla a car company. Some people call Tesla a tech company. But I call Tesla the mother of all tech companies. I think they are in a different league, and a lot of this isn't understood or accepted by the markets. Of course, I could be wrong, and that's the thing about investing. There are risks, and it's not easy. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, and know that these are just my own personal stream of consciousness thoughts. In this video, I want to introduce a concept of Tesla's 3S curves. And I think this will unlock a good framework to understand why I think Tesla's future is so bright. All right, S curves typically aren't very well understood. They're not really intuitive because most people with growth, they think more linear, and that's what we see in nature or even with people or humans. However, with technology, it's a different story. Typically with technology, you have something called an S curve, and this early stage is where adoption is super slow, right? People just are resistant to it. But however, with the exponential kind of change and improvements of the technology, the product gets so compelling, it completely eventually destroys right, the other kind of options out there. And then you see this massive adoption, right? Think smartphone, iPhone, etc. And then it gets to the point of maturity where the growth radically slows down. Now, this is different than typical intuition or expectations because initially you think that actually the adoption would be much faster than it really is, but it's actually really slow. During the slope up, you think right, the growth rate is going to be kind of like this, more linear. However, it's actually exponentially up. And then later on, when it's mature, you think actually the growth rate will continue, but it doesn't. And usually you get a result with some more maturing tech companies where you have a massive, right, P over E compression because, yeah, the growth just isn't there anymore. So the big challenge of all tech companies who have discovered a S-curve or riding a technology wave is they have an original kind of product platform that's going through this tech or this S adoption here. Now, what they need to do is during this kind of slope, the S-curve slope up, they need to actually start finding a new technology S-curve that will actually continue their growth upwards and create kind of a new platform or new product. And this is extremely difficult because oftentimes this means killing or actually disrupting, right, your original product, which is tough to do, and most of your revenue, right, comes from your original product. Now, there are two main problems that tech companies face, and the first problem is they start the new S-curve too late. They're too busy during the growth phase where everything is going bonkers. They just focus on that, right, running the business, gaining profits, and they don't invest enough into the next big thing. The second kind of problem is the new S-curve they get into is just too small. It doesn't carry the company to big enough markets, right, to justify a continued increase in market cap valuation. The result is if they don't disrupt themselves, they eventually get disrupted. All right, let's look at Tesla's massive S curves, and they've got three humongous ones. So the first one is electric vehicles. And the main kind of technological innovation here is the declining cost of the batteries. We know from 2012 or so, even before that, you had a pretty slow adoption of electric vehicles, right? It just wasn't compelling in cost. And then you have kind of an inflection point. This probably happened, you know, starting a year or two ago where you had the Model 3 and the Model Y come online. And right now, we're still very early kind of in this S-curve slope up, and this is the year 2022. This will probably last, you know, up to maybe 10 years or so as Tesla scales up to, let's say, 20 million vehicles a year. And this is just a massive, massive slope up. And typically what happens is people think that the growth rate will continue kind of like this linearly, but what happens is it kind of escapes most people's expectations, and you have most analysts and investors kind of chasing, right, the growth rate and kind of being surprised quarter after quarter or year after year. All right, here is the second massive S-curve for Tesla, and this is FSD and robotaxi, right, autonomous driving. So right now we're kind of at the beginning. We haven't even started, let's say, the massive slope up on this S-curve. We're still in this kind of, you know, taking a long time kind of phase. Once it hits kind of this inflection point, you're going to see this massive increase, right, in just value, utility, and the economic value it brings the companies who are taking the majority share of this innovation. And this S-curve will probably last for another at least 10 years or so. Let's compare these two S-curves together, right? So you have the EV S-curve, and then you have the FSD robotaxi S-curve. So I think this EV S-curve, it's actually huge. It could probably take Tesla to become the largest, the biggest, the most valuable company in the world just with this S-curve because it is massive in scale. However, this FSD robotaxi S-curve is actually much, much bigger. It's probably 5 or 10 times bigger, if not more. And it's because the value of a car driving itself, I think, is at least an order of magnitude greater in value than you having to drive a car and all that energy you put into and focus putting into driving a car. All right, let's look at another S-curve that Tesla is writing or preparing to write. And this is AI robots, what Tesla's calling the Tesla Bot or Optimus. And here we are in 2002. We're not even close, or maybe we are, but we're not that close to this inflection point where we start to see this massive growth up. We're still in the early stages, but Elon is saying that this S-curve is kind of the mother of all S-curves. It's so big and so huge, not just economically, but also I think significant in terms of human society, protecting human society, that this actually will take priority for Tesla. Let's look at another thing here. Let's compare these three S-curves together, right? You have the EV S-curve right here, which is huge, right? Could take Tesla, you know, to multiples of its value right now. Then you have this FSD robotaxi S-curve, which is humongous, like multiple times as big as EV. And then you have this AI robot S-curve. And I'm kind of not drawing this to scale. It's possible the AI robot kind of S-curve is 10 or 100 times bigger than this FSD robotaxi S-curve. And so it really completely changes the game for Tesla if they're able to ride all three of these S-curve waves. All right, so of course, none of this is guaranteed and there's a lot of execution ahead for Tesla. But understanding these three S-curves, I think, gives us a good framework to understand Tesla's future. We are currently in S-curve number one, which is electric vehicles. Tesla is defining or redefining the complete experience of owning a car and doing it with extremely good margins. S-curve number two is autonomous driving. And Elon is saying that this inflection point is imminent. Now, we might disagree on the exact year or month of this inflection point, but I think when this inflection point happens, it's going to be massive. It will signal the start of a multi-year S-curve slope that is many times bigger in magnitude than electric vehicles. And then you've got S-curve number three, which is AI robots. And the reason why this is the biggest S-curve of all is because I'm not sure what limits AI really has. And if AI robots end up at artificial general intelligence, then Elon is saying it's going to remove all limits to the economy because basically labor will be unlimited. And while we all might have disagreements on each of these S-curves, when the inflection point is going to be for each curve and how big each S-curve is, I think it's fascinating that one company led by a very unique person and a very capable team around him are pushing the envelope of trying to ride three massive S-curves all at the same time. It's truly incredible. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on Investing, your favorite podcast player. And I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.